I speak to Mr. David Walliams. He has already been in the water this morning. He got in the Thames early, and he's literally, I believe, hanging on the side of a boat on the phone. Morning, David!
Good morning, my darling.
Oh, bless you. Morning. Sounds shattered. How are you?
I'm not. I've been very ill.
Really?
I think I've swallowed too much river water.
That's not good.
And so I've been very sick. I need one of your special cuddles.
Listen, I will give you a special verbal cuddle.
I need you and Allard to bathe me.
Yeah, in the Thames?
No, in the bath.
Does this mean that you haven't been swimming yet this morning, David?
No, I'm in the water right now.
Yeah.
So there's kind of no option. I've just got to keep going. But obviously when you're feeling sick, it's like the last... It's not really the right state you want to be in when you're swimming.
Well, are you finding it a lot tougher than you thought?
It is a lot tougher than I thought. It's so much colder than I thought it'd be, because, you know, it's really, really cold at the moment. And, just, you know, 20 miles a day, that's the length of the channel every day for 7 or 8 days. It's really, really grueling, because you get out just feeling utterly knackered, and you've got to get up 6 o'clock the next morning, get back in, do it all again.
What time did you get in the water this morning?
7 a.m.
Okay. And is this your first kind of break?
Well, it's not really a break. I'm just hanging on to the side of the boat in the water. I wouldn't really call this a break.
Now, I didn't mean like that, but...
I've just stopped swimming.
Right.
And now I'm holding on for dear life, so...
Just to kind of take away from the agony and the gruesomeness of it, have you got a waterproof phone?
Well, they've put the phone into a sort of special plastic...
Right.
...thing.
Okay.
Because... They feel we need the protection between me and you.
No, I don't think that's why. I think it's more get the water, get in the phone.
Oh, yes, it might be the water, yeah.
Listen, David, you are doing a phenomenal job. You are doing something that nobody else wants to do, and I think...
No, that hurts.
So how many miles have you done so far?
I think about 2 miles.
Right.
What time is it now?
It is 8:22.
Okay, so I've done about two and a bit miles.
Okay.
And we're just about a couple of miles out of Abingdon in Oxfordshire. We had a fantastic reception in Abingdon last night, coming to lock at about 8 o'clock. There were thousands of people lining the banks. All ages, Chris.
All ages.
I've got a very big demographic.
You're loved by everybody, David.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's been a fantastic turnout. I seem to really capture people's imagination.
David,
it's all about raising money.
I know it's all about raising money.
Otherwise, it's all been a colossal waste of time.
That is true.
We appreciate how huge this is. Have you been struggling with hypothermia yet? Because on day one, they said that your neck was going blue and they had to put you in a wetsuit.
Well, I was born a Smurf, so that's maybe why I was blue. But, on the first day without a wetsuit, I was slipping into hypothermia, so I put on the wetsuit. I mean, it's still really cold in the wetsuit, and the air temperature's very low. There's not much sunlight, and the water temperature's very low. So, but luckily, I've got a big layer of flab on me, which is keeping me a little bit warm.
Dominic, what's the weather going to be like today? Is it going to be any warmer than better than yesterday?
It's not, and David, I wouldn't take this as scientific weather fact, because I'm not brilliant at doing the weather, but there will be more rain today, I think.
Oh, it's all good news, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry.
Well, you're not going to get any more wet, are you?
Well, that's a wonderful way of thinking about it, that's right, yeah. Mm. I won't get any more wet, but I may get a little bit colder, because obviously it's just cooled down a bit with the rain.
Yeah.
Claire in Chester is texting to say, we love you, you're amazing, keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you, Claire in Chester.
See?
I think I had a baby with her a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's nice, that's good. I hope that works out.
I've never met the child, but...
It's amazing how wrong you can be when you're freezing and tired and not feeling very well.
You bring it out of me.
Well, so I seem to do so. Okay, so the plan is today, as soon as you get off the phone, back into the swim, and then do you get to stop for lunch? Do you get to actually get out of the water?
Oh, yeah, we stop for lunch. We have about an hour at lunch, and I have some physio and something to eat. And it's really important to keep eating during this. I mean, that's the problem. I'm feeling very weak this morning because I've been sick, and I just feel, obviously, it's really hard to eat anything when you're nauseous, so I'm getting really weak. I'm just drinking Dyrolite at the moment.
Nice.
But hopefully by lunchtime I'll feel a bit better and I'll have something proper to eat.
Well, look, David, I know it's horrible. I can only imagine how horrible it is. And, you know, but you're...
Hello, I can't...
Go on.
Oh, hello. Can I hear you?
Yeah, yeah. I was just saying...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I was just saying... So what are you... You're, what, 40 miles in?
I can't really hear you anymore. I'm really sorry.
Okay, don't worry. Go back to it and we'll get you some more money. Okay.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, dear. Maybe he dropped the phone in the water.
Yeah, whatever. He can hear me fine. That's what I... David. Oh, you're there?
Yeah, sorry. I couldn't hear anything. My ear moved.
Okay, listen. All I was going to say was, you get back to it and we'll go and give it a massive push and try and get you some more money.
Oh, Chris, you're a wonder.
I know. I'm fabulous.
You bring so much pleasure.
All right.
So many people.
It's amazing. You still have the energy to be so
more
wrong.
Than anybody.
Yeah, I know that. David, get back to it. And listen, just you know, you will get to the end before you know it, and it will be an amazing thing. And already, you've raised a lot of money.
I love you, Chris.
Okay, David, just keep this thought in the back of your head. Already, after a couple of days, you've saved Kenya.
Why not? I think the whole of Africa.
What? No, not yet.
No, not yet.
That won't be until at least Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
All right. David, get back to it, and good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.